We are learning Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Tesvav Amud Beis, and we are beginning on top of the Amud, Toshima, second line, talking about if Beis Shammai was Asu or Loi Asu. Toshima, the Amud of Allah's Barab Sadek, Kishayisi Loimed Taira Itzar Rav Yechanan Acharoni. I was learning Taira by my Rabbi, Rav Yechanan Acharoni. Reisi, I saw that he was very poor. He was eating dry bread and salt. In the years of hunger, and he was very, very poor. He had nothing to eat. I wanted to tell Rabbi Tzadik, my father. Amali told me, bring him back some olives. And I brought it back to him. He saw them. He saw they were wet. And if they're wet, so then they're mukshul tuma. We know that fruit only comes to him after the huchshah. Here it was wet. Looks at the huchshah l'tumah. The huchshah l'tumah, he was worried that it touched a chavis of a ama aretz. And Tait speaks out in the second pshat, Rabbi Yechon knew that Rabbi Tzadik bought a chavis of a ama aretz. And therefore, it maybe touched it. Rashi is at the outside of chavis, which is shvera Rashi. Look at the ritva there. Really only a chavis of a time from the inside. Akapanam, we're worried maybe these olives touched the chavis of a ama aretz. It became tameh. And it was wet. It was huchshul tuma. So Amalei, so he says, he's a politically great. He tells the other one, Tzadik, and the oichel zaysim. I don't eat zaysim. I don't like zaysim. He didn't want to say he doesn't eat or his tummy. He says, I don't eat zaysim. Basi v'dati es abba. So Elazar says, I went back to my father, Rav Tzadik. Amalei, leich ve'emar loy. Go tell him, chavis the kuva haisa. The chavis had a hole in it. El shesuus marim, which was like this. The only way it could be huchshul tuma becomes wet from a mashke. Now, the mashke that drips out of those olives, are they called oil or mei peres? Mei peres don't make hechshu. You need the dafka, the zayin mashkin, which is yayin, dam, shemen, chalav. So is it shemen or not? So what shows you if it's shemen? If it has no hole in the barrel, so that means I want to keep the liquid in the barrel. And if I like it, I'm happy that the liquid's coming out, so it has a din of liquid that I want. Masha inkin, if I make a hole in it, then that's clear that I don't want this shemen because I want it to go out. I want it to drip out. So I don't want it. It's not nichele. It's not nichele, then it's no hechsher. The only time it's hechsher, only if I want this oil here. But if I don't want it here, I'm not nichele, it's no good. So he says, look, I made a hole in the chavis, and therefore I'm not nichele. I don't want this mashke, and therefore it's not called hechsher. I can ask you, how did it get wet by the hole? Teretz is, it's some shemarim stuffed up the hole. But it's not nichli. That's to go tell that to Rabbi Yechanan. Vitznan. And we learned in the Mishnah, chavish of zeisim megugolim, a chavish of zeisim that are megugolim, which means that they're pushed together and some shemen's coming out of it. Veshami ain't shorach nakev. You don't make a hole in it. You know why? Veshami holds not called shemen. Something that drips out of zeisim by mistake is called mei peiris, and it's not machsher at all. Veshil oimrim tshichl nakev. You have to make a hole. Because here I didn't want it. So it comes like this. There's two ways to say that these olives are good. Number one way would be is because it's not called shemen at all. Or because I made a hole in it and I loy nichele. And so I'm learning now the way it's mashma taisvis. Which means Rabbi Tzadik was a Talmud of Shammai. And therefore, it's very possible Rabbi Yechanan was scared that he was being noyig like Shammai and holding that liquid is not shemen, and we hold like Vesil that is shemen. Still, call Ma'isav also like the Vesil. The Ma'isav Rabbi Tzadik did like Vesil and made a hole in it. Even though he was a Talmud of Shammai, he still made a hole in it. So, like, that's the end of the story where Rabbi Tzadik tells Rabbi Yechanan that I made a hole in it. I did like Vesil, and therefore, it's not an issue. There's another pshat that I saw. Talmud Shammai is going on Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan is Talmud Shammai. Still, he was makbir like Beis Hillel, and therefore, only if it was a hole in the barrel did he assume that it was not huksha. But upon him, either way, we see over here that there's a chiddush. We're saying that even as Talmud Shammai, he did like Beis Hillel. So, Freit Amar Kasha, Yerem Bishlama also. If people did like Beis Shammai, the ones who went like Beis Shammai, Talmidim did like Beis Shammai. Hanan Rabusa was saying, even though everyone did like Beis Shammai, Talmidim, he did not do like him. Eli Amr Loy Asu Marabusa. If no one did like Beis Shammai, what's the chiddush? Everyone like Beis Hillel. We're saying obvious Talmud Shammai. He did like Hillel. What do you mean? Everyone did like Hillel. Must be some people did like Shammai. So his Shammai no Asu. Here is now the second raya that we have that was Asu. It's a taka raya. Look more vaita Toshma Sholu es Rabbi Yeshua Tzara Sabas Mao. They ask Rabbi Yeshua Halacha L'Maisa. What's the halacha of Tzara Sabas? What's the halacha? Is it tzaras habas mutter or aso? Amalehem machlekes b'sham b'silal. It's machlekes b'sham b'silal. Halacha there is asked me. So who's halacha like? Amalehem primatan mechnisim roishi. Don't put my head. Why are you putting my head b'shtei harim gedolim between these two mountains? To b'sham b'silal. B'shtei machlekes gedolos b'sham b'silal. Misyorei ani. I'm scared to say a psak. Shema yirutzu gugalti. And Parshat is like this. I'm scared to make a psak and say like we're passing the Beis Hillel, because what turns out, then it comes out, I'm telling them that people are Mamzerim, and the people of Beis Shammai are going to kill me. They always feared Zich like Beis Shammai, and they married off their tzaras to the Yavam, and they have a bunch of Mamzerim, they're going to kill me. So I don't want to say what the halacha is, but I'll tell you a little secret. I'll tell you about two big mishpachas shlayim. One's mishpachas Beis Tzavuim Meben Achmoi, and mishpachas Beis Kupoi Meben Mukayshesh. These both families, they're from Shem Benet Tzoros, they're Benet Tzoros who married out Lashuk. Umehem, like Beis Hillel, Umehem Kahanim Gedolim, and the children are Kahanim Gedolim, Veshimshu Gam Mizbeach, and they serve the Mizbeach. Akaponim, he says like this, I don't want to get involved with Machlaikas, because if I say we pass the Beis Hillel, I'm in big trouble. It means there's Mamzerim in the world according to, in Beis Shammai's camp. If I say we pass the Beis Hillel. Therefore, I'll just tell you, Derek Rem is that we pass the Beis Hillel. I'll tell you, a lot of families did like Beis Hillel, and they're serving in the Beis Mikdash. Adka. So, Zok to Gemara, what's going on over here? Gemara says, Bishlama, Iyam Bishlama, Osu, if Beis Shammai did like their ways, how would the Kamas Yarni? That's why I said, I'm scared, we get killed for this. Because they are Mamzerim, because they married Yavams. Eliam Rodley also, if no one ever did it like that, what are you worried about? There's no Mamzerim in the world. I might come with Siarani. And the Tzolchara Tzuraya, that's Osu. And this Raya will stick. But the Moran says, Akasha, Tzolchara, Nihin Amid Osu, even if it's Osu, my Misiarani, Ha'om Rabbi Shu, we're still honest in the Misiari. Why? Ha'om Rabbi Shu, Rabbi Shu himself holds, Ein Mamzer Machayev Ein Mises Bezdin. Even if the Tzara went ahead, Tzara's Bas, Tzara's Erva went ahead and married the brother, and it's a chi of krisis. According to Rabbi Shua, only a chi of misa is the mamzerim, not by a chi of krisis. So stamzer, what's the problem? Zok to Gemara. Rabbi Shua is the one talking over here. Yeah, Rabbi Shua is a b'sarani. Yeah. Zok to Gemara. Nehi nami. So he says, you're right. Nehi nami mamz loy hava pogum miyo hava. They'll still be upset because it's definitely a pogum. Ma'amana, which is only a lav, and she'ina sura noig b'koil, and not everyone has that iser. Only a kongola has it. Still b'na pogum, zu sura shava b'koil, of course the b'na pogum. So coming like this, avada osu, because of not, what are you scared of? Avada osu. The question was that Agav, what was so scared of? Teres is because they're b'na pogum. Al kaponim, that's what's happening here. We have a raya osu. Now the more has a problem with the story. The question was, is Tzoros ever allowed to get married? And Rav Shua says, I don't know, but I'll tell you a story about the Kahanim Gedolim. And that wasn't the Shiloh. So how was our Tzoros allowed to get married? And you answer something about B'nai Tzoros? The Kapostle B'nai Tzoros. Just to put into perspective, according to let's say the question was, who are we passing? B'nai Shammai B'nai Hillel. The question was, are the Tzoros allowed to get married? Now, that thing has shown me that the Bnei Tzoros are mutter, that's not a raya, how we paskin. Maybe they went ahead and did like Beis Hillel illegally and stole the children of mutter, because the children are mutter according to Beis Shammai, maybe. Who said a pogum? Yes, we don't know that yet. We only had a raya so far if the Duchai Bekris is a pogum. Who said a pogum, the Bnei Lavim? We don't know yet. Maybe you're right. But, what's the raya? What's the raya? It's not a raya to the Tzoros itself. Kabayim Bnei Tzoros, Kapashim Bnei Tzoros. So tomorrow, Tarti Kabayim Bnei. They asked him two shilas. They asked him like this. Tzoros mai. What's the halacha of tzoros? Things like this. Im tim tzoloim ha-tzoros k'Beis Hillel. Im if you hold that we paskin and we fear zech like Beis Hillel, we practice like Beis Hillel. What's the halacha of b'nei tzoros to Beis Hillel Beis Shammai? What do Beis Shammai hold about those tzoros? Mau. So the Gemara says, v'ayin afkamina, who cares? L'maisa, we pass the Beis Hillel, who cares what's the matzav of the children? So the Gemara, L'mifshat vlad machzer gushas Beis Hillel. To learn how to adon halacha. You're right, it's not afkamina halacha because you're passing the Beis Hillel. Who cares what Beis Shammai holds deep down about those tzaras? But the nafkamina is the gavei different shaila. What are machzer gushasai? Which means This has nothing to do with Yibam. If someone marries a lady, marries Bracha, then she divorces Bracha, Bracha goes and marries someone else. And then, after they marry someone else, and they get divorced, or that person dies, you remarry this Reuven again. We had nothing to do with Yibam, marries Reuven again. And Reuven has children the second time around. From a Machzik or Shas, which is alive. What's the status of those children? Is the children Pagam or not? So that's the Nafkamina from this thing, what Bishami holds. Do we say the same which is only Issa to Kohen Gadol? It's only allowed to Kohen Gadol. Still, but not Pogum. Zusha Surah Shav Bakarl in addition to Pogum? That'd be one way to say a Kavachaymer. Oidoma, Ikal Mifrach, Mala Amono, she asks for Mishalelis. She herself becomes a Mishalelis. Masha Inkain, when a person marries a Gushosoi, she does not become a Schala, and she still can marry. She does not become a Schala, unless she was a Bas Kayin or something. She does not become apostle from Chuma. She doesn't become apostle from Chuma. She does not become a Chalala. That's the halacha. But Max Gushosoi does not become a Chalala. A Chalala only happens by something called a Zor Mikara, Rashi brings down. There's no Chalala when a person marries Max Gushosoi, the Grusha does not become a Chalala. Masha Inkin by Amono can go, the Amono becomes a Chalala. Because that's called Zor Mikara. And before also, by Chai Bekrisis also, they become a Zayna. If someone is over a Chai Bekrisis, then the Isha becomes a Chalala also, from Chai Bekrisis. That's before you don't have that Pircha. But Chai Velav, you have a Pircha. So the question they asked Rabbi Yeshua was, what's the Halacha of Fibes Shammai on those Tzoros that married out, even though we passed like that, what do they hold about that? And Nafmin is to us, of us, Chai Velav. So what do you answer on that? Ba'amal hu, Tzoros, I don't have an answer to Masiyarani, I don't want to make a Pesach. Because I don't want to cause any problems. But B'nai Tzoros, Ani Meidchem. I'll be made that B'nai Tzoros did Avoida in the Kuna Kohen Gadol. So what do you see? Okay, so what? Maybe Pastor Vasil. Zok Toysis, Dikshayim Rapha Shammai. And how do you know? Zok Toysis Rosh, because they would not appoint, the Shammai would not allow to appoint Kahanim Gedoilim already. They, rather, they say, Fiat Vasil. They're not going to allow Kahanim Gedoilim to be from this marriage. See, the Toysis Rosh asks, says, Dilma Pi Vasil, Hamudu Kahanim Gedoilim. And for Toysis Rosh, Yeshloima, Avish also Kabesilla, Loyhoyama Medim Kahanim Gedoilim, Loyka Vashammai. That a few hila zaken shehevi er losi la azara chavrei lov to mid beishamai kol shekain the loy hamini. It's a reference to Gemara in Beya. Kol shekain the loy hoyu manichin oisam la hamid kohen gadol loy kavazayu. Of course, he didn't allow them to be maimed the kohen gadol the loy kavazayu al kaponim that with teraya that the bnei tzorais are not pogum and we do have a pircha and it's not like a pircha venuri before actually. We're passing this, and the kids are not pogged by Chayav Lavim. One more Gemara. We already had three rayas of Asu, and now we'll have a fourth raya of Asu. Tashima, b'yimei Rav Doisiv and Hokanis, Hutra, Tzara, Sabas, Lachim. In the days of Doisiv and Hokanis, there was a maestro there. There was a certain Rav who was paskening that the Tzara is a mutter like by Shammai. Shmamina Asu, Shmamina. We see the Taka did it, Hutra. Shmamina Asu, Shmamina. The fourth raya, that's Asu, that Beis Shammai did do like their ways.